Robin Swan is the leader of the UUP. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Demi.
Are there any circumstances that you would welcome a United Ireland or even just the poll, Robin?
No. There's under no circumstance I can see a United Ireland any benefit.
So if through research or information, if they said, look, as a result, you, your constituents, the people that vote for you, would be better off financially, health-wise, even if that was, and I'm not saying that is, but if that was a circumstance, you would still say no?
Vinny, I'm a unionist. I'm a unionist to the core. I believe in the union of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and that's my political core. That's what I believe in. And the reason I believe in it is because of the issues you mentioned. Now, because of us being part of the United Kingdom, we're part of the fifth largest economy in the world. We have the NHS system that Charlie just referred to there, a fantastic system at the point of delivery that looks after our needy and ill when they need it. We have a pension system that comes across from the United Kingdom and come across from the Treasury. We're part of a defence system there. You know, the United Kingdom works for Northern Ireland. And I think Degnan was referring for a vision for the future. The vision for the future in Northern Ireland has to be part of the United Kingdom, and part of the United Kingdom that is prospering and actually surviving and enhancing the quality of life, where it says.
Why not have a border poll now, get it out of the way, unless you, as similar to Theresa May seems to be suggested in the Times, are not confident about what the result would be?
Because I don't see the need of a border poll, actually.
Are you confident in how it would be if there was a poll tomorrow, for example?
Well look, the alleged comments that are actually being attributed to Theresa May is based on a polling that she was allegedly shown. Now, yeah, there's now been, I think one of the UK papers is running that was actually the Lucid Talk poll from October of last year, which showed that 63% of the population in Northern Ireland would still remain in the United, or think Northern Ireland should remain as part of the United Kingdom. Now, going back to the Life and Times survey, 66%, the Views on survey in 2016, 63%.
So if that's the case, then why is the Prime Minister not so sure?
I don't know. You know, these are comments that are being attributed to her. But I'm sure in what I'm sure in my belief that Northern Ireland should remain part of the United Kingdom. And those polls are actually, you know, they're actually showing that. And 63%, 66%. If you take the nationalist vote at the last Westminster election, combined Sinn Féin SDLP, 41%. So you're actually looking at a point there where it's obviously people who are voting for Sinn Féin and SDLP, and those polls are actually indicating that Northern Ireland should remain part of the United Kingdom.
And you yourself, Robin Swan, are confident that if there was a referendum tomorrow, it would be for us the result to stay in the UK?
I am, Danny, I am, yes. But now the danger...
What about in 5 years' time down the line? Because obviously there's a lot of uncertainty around Brexit and what that could mean and the changes to living in the UK. I know we're talking about, we're not sure what it would mean to be a United Ireland, what that would spell out in our day-to-day life, but we're also not sure what will happen down the line being part of Northern Ireland in the UK but out of the EU.
And that's the hypothetical. I mean, you know, we don't know what either scenario would look like. So what we have at the minute is the best-case scenario for Northern Ireland and its citizens. But the danger is, you know, and I heard Declan there talking about, you know, they had set the poll date for 5 or 7 years' time. All that would do would be actually encourage Sinn Féin to make Northern Ireland more politically unstable, to try for them to make their agenda.
Well, they would say different. What about the stats that show us that the nationalist population is and will be in the not-so-distant future a greater number than the unionists? So do you think we'll be in the same situation in 5-10 years' time?
Well, sorry, Vinny, I take exception to those stats and I think how some people portray them, because what they've actually done is try to equate a Roman Catholic population with a nationalist population, and I think that's unfair and unjust, because when you actually look at those stats that are being quoted, it's religious breakdown. And what we're actually seeing is a larger percentage growth of those who neither declare themselves or want to declare themselves as Protestant or Roman Catholic. And I think it's unfair and unjust to automatically assume that every Roman Catholic would vote for a United Ireland, or that big group in the middle that neither declares as Protestant or Roman Catholic would do likewise. So there's a job there. There's a job there for unionist politicians to encourage that middle ground that actually the best place for them in Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. And that's what I want to do. That's what the Ulster Unionist Party wants to do. And that's why, you know, it's unfair, as I say, to equate Roman Catholics and somebody who doesn't use as a Roman Catholic simply wanting a united Ireland.
We should say as well that Downing Street have said that the Secretary of State, Karen Bradley, remains confident of a majority in favour of Northern Ireland's constitutional status quo. But hypothetically speaking, Robin, and I know it's a hypothetical, but if there was a referendum down the line and the result was a united Ireland, would you remain in the new Ireland, or would you, as Arlene Foster said, wish to leave?
Look, Vinny, it is a hypothetical, and at the point when Ireland said she would leave Northern Ireland, I was asked the same question. No, I wouldn't. This is my home. This is where I live. This is where my family is. And, you know, the hypothetical isn't there, but if it ever came about, which I greatly doubt, I'd be staying to represent the people that vote for me.
OK, Robin Swan, the leader of the UUP, thank you very much for your time this morning.